Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Every year on February 14th, friends and couples around the world celebrate St. Valentine's Day. Yet little is commonly known about the man after whom this tradition is named. Who was St. Valentine, and why is he associated with lovers? For the answer, we must go back 15 centuries to 496 AD. The Eastern Roman Empire was in the process of collapse, while the Catholic Church was taking its place as the most unified force in Europe. Church leaders, eager to rid themselves of Rome's pagan traditions, began replacing Roman holidays with Christian ones. The Roman holiday of February 14th celebrated the god Lupercus. On that day, teenagers were encouraged to engage in sexual trysts as part of their rite of passage into adulthood. Hoping to put a stop to such practices, the church sought a Christian figure to replace the god Lupercus. Their candidate, St. Valentine, a martyred bishop of the 3rd century AD. St. Valentine had earned his reputation in the year 270, when Emperor Claudius II issued an edict forbidding marriage in the hopes of recruiting more single men into the Roman army. Valentine defied that edict by secretly marrying young lovers. In February of that year, he was brought before the emperor, condemned, then clubbed, stoned, and beheaded. Despite his brutal death, the Catholic Church declared Valentine the patron saint of the February 14th Lover's Day holiday. Rather than engage in sexual trysts, Christians were encouraged to emulate the ideals of a saint by platonically reaffirming vows of friendship and love. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.